It's time for another edition of Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, a regular weekly feature. And with us today, we have a couple of representatives from Madison Healthcare Services. We have Marissa Stahl, who's the Director of Home Health, and Mary Helgeson, who is a home health nurse with the Madison Healthcare Services. Welcome to the radio here today.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
We know Marissa, we've had you on before, and Mary, I know Terry used to have you on once in a while over there in Dawson.
Yeah.
So, yes, you're...
I'm an old pro.
You are a pro at this?
No, so not so much.
It's going to be good. Marissa, tell us a little bit about your department. Who do you have working up there, and how many people, and just what is home health all about?
Well, we have a really great team at Madison Healthcare Services. We have 4 nurses, which includes myself, and we have 8 home health aides. Some of our home health aide staff are PRN, and our home health team sees clients out in the community and at Hilltop Apartments. And we see, I think on average, we have about 65 clients between the community and at Hilltop Apartments right now, so...
Okay. How about, do you stay within the Madison community, or do you venture out?
We can actually go out to about a 25-mile radius. So.
Okay. Do you have some clients out and about then in the outer-lying areas?
We sure do. I think our furthest one is about 20 miles right now. So.
Okay.
Our nurses travel quite a ways. Yep.
I know sometimes there's a little bit of a misconception of what home health is all about. You're not really a janitorial service or a cleaning service that goes into people's homes and things like that. There's a lot more to it than that. Tell us, Mary, what does a home health nurse do?
Well, we do a variety of things. We see people as much as they want us to see them. Some people we see weekly, every 2 weeks, monthly. Some people want us to set up their medications. Some people, and then we always check their vital signs to make sure that that's all good. We also can recognize when somebody's getting sick, because sometimes people don't really know that, and we can get them into the clinic to avoid a hospitalization maybe.
Okay.
So that's part of it.
And I suppose you work closely with the other departments in the hospital there to maintain one's health.
Right.
Okay, well, tell us, what's a typical day, Marissa? When you come in the morning, what do you do?
Well, being the director, I have a lot more office duties than the other nurses, but I still do some patient care as well. But I know the nurses, you know, we all check in the morning, check in with each other, see what everyone's doing, has planned for the day. But they just get busy right away, and they're off to see clients either at Hilltop or out in the community. So the nurses stay pretty busy throughout the day. So.
Okay.
And it's very, we're guests in their homes, so mm-hmm. we work around the client's schedule.
Right.
You know, we try to have a weekly or whatever schedule, but, you know, if something comes up in their lives, we make ourselves flexible to accommodate them because we are guests in their home.
Right. Well, how does one go about getting home health, or how do you know when you need home health?
Right. We can get referrals different ways. A lot of times we'll get a referral from the clinic, from your doctor. Or even if you had a hospitalization or a recent nursing home stay, we'll get a referral that way. Or you yourself could even just call our home care department if you're thinking you need help with medications. Or maybe you're starting to need help with taking a shower or even cleaning. So we do some janitorial things. Our home health aides can also do homemaking services and help with bathing at home. So individuals can even call and refer themselves and ask about home care, and we would just contact your doctor and get an order for that. So
okay, and there are different levels of home health. I mean, you can do more or do less or
yep.
whatever they need,
yep.
right?
Whatever they need.
Yep, they can pick and choose what
cater
services
it to their,
they want.
Yeah,
right,
okay.
Yep.
And this is a shout out to kids of their elderly parents that don't live in the area. It's a really good way for the adult child to feel comfortable knowing that their moms or dads are taking their pills right, which is the number one reason people get hospitalized because they don't take their pills right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good for those adult kids that don't live here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about home health in the days of COVID-19. Things
Oof-ta.
Changed a little bit.
Probably
changed
right.
probably a
little
a
bit.
Lot.
Yeah.
What are some of the things you're doing differently now than you would have
I mean, you know, washing hands, nothing's changed as far as that goes, but the PPE we have to wear, the patients aren't used to seeing us wear masks, so that's new for them. A lot of residents, clients are very hard of hearing, and they look at us to see our mouths, to hear and to figure out what we're saying, so that's been kind of a change for them. But really, you know, paying closer attention at cleaning our equipment and having to kind of keep that distance from our patients. You know, we're kind of one-on-one with them in their home, so we kind of get close to them, and having to maintain that distance, I think, is kind of hard, and it's been hard for them to accept as well. But we're getting through it, so.
And we screen them with those COVID questions before we go to their home every time.
Yep.
So.
Well, I suppose that personal contact is probably an important part of what you do. I mean, and sometimes you're probably the only person they're seeing in their home for a while, so really hate to lose that. We've seen a lot of that these days.
Yeah.
All right. Well, how about anything else we should know about home health that we haven't covered here today?
Well, one thing I'll say, because I've done it a long time, I'm just going to tell you this. We have over 50 years of home care experience between the four of us. I don't know if that makes us sound old or not, but we know what we're doing.
You guys are hardly 50 years old when
you have it all together. I'll take that. But anyway, these are clients are our friends. Mm-hmm. We become such good friends with them, and they just really look to us, and we just enjoy being with them too, because we always can be learning, and it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, I know my wife Deb worked in home health for quite some time, so I've had a lot of experience with the calls from people at night and the families and people wondering, you know, about the different things, and it's just nice for have somebody to talk to.
Absolutely.
Right.
Because as you say, sometimes the kids are down in the cities or whatever, and they really don't have that contact.
Right.
Yeah, and our goal for home care is to help people stay home, you know, as long as possible, but safely too, and, you know, keep people out of the hospital, keep them out of that nursing home.
Right.
That's the
whole idea, and you guys do a great job.
Well, thank you.
I've heard a lot of good things about the home health department. Yeah. I know Chris Kuchenmeister here, her mother was taking advantage of the services and things, had nothing but great things to say about the home health department.
We have a great team.
There,
so.
Yes.
Well, we are pretty great.
Yeah.
Just ask us.
We are.
and over 50 years of service.
Exactly. That's right.
Well, if anybody is interested in home health, learning more about it, or getting signed up for whatever, that's the best thing for them to do.
They can just call the clinic at 598-7551 and just ask for me, Marissa, in home care.
Okay, easy as that?
As easy as that, yeah.
All right, very good. Well, we appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to talk about home health a little bit here on Wellness Wednesday, and hopefully we'll get you back on the air again on this topic or another one before too long.
All right. Anytime.
Yes, thanks, Maynard.
All right.
We got Marissa Stahl, Director of Home Health, and Mary Helgeson, Home Health Nurse from the Madison Healthcare Services on Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.